Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we begin this, for many, a holiday weekend, and maybe perhaps even a holiday week, with 4th of July being tomorrow, we're going to be talking this week about returning to God and different aspects of what that looks like. God's receptiveness to us when we stray and we recognize a need to turn to Him. Today we're going to talk specifically and pray about returning in obedience. God's desire is that we would return. We looked at Amos yesterday, continuing the series through, based out of the book of Amos, and a message about repenting now. And Amos 5:14 says to seek good, not evil, that you may live. Then the Lord God Almighty will be with you just as you say He is. And I think there's times where we have to return to God to be in a place that we claim that we already are. And sometimes we stray. And Deuteronomy 4:30 says, when you are in distress and all these things have happened to you, then in later days you will return to the Lord your God and obey Him. Context, talking to the Israelite people, God had issued various warnings about what would happen if they strayed away from God, if they disobeyed His word, His commands, His instructions, if they chased after other gods, that great distress would fall upon them, that they would find themselves in trouble. And it's in this context that God also has said that no matter where they end up, no matter how far they are dispersed away from not only their land, but from God Himself, that when they turn to Him and seek Him, they will find Him when they seek Him with a whole heart. Now, I want to make it clear that trouble exists in this world, regardless of whether we are obedient to God or whether we're not. And so He's not trying to insinuate that all trouble is a result of our disobedience. Now, it could very well be the result of sin, but as we've discovered in the New Testament, there are times where God says, this is happening in order that I can be glorified. And so we have to be careful in the way that we evaluate not only our own trouble, but the trouble that others are experiencing. But there is a time when we are in distress, when we are in trouble because we've strayed away from God. We've made a detour away from His path to do our own thing. And God says that when we return to Him in obedience, we find a place of belonging, a place of help, a place of strength, a place where we can overcome the troubles and distress that this world has heaped upon us. As we talked yesterday about repenting now, we talked about how we repent in a way that's noticeable. We repent obediently, and that's where we're focused today. And our repentance now is one that's done with an attitude of worship. And so many times I think we think of repentance as, well, a bad thing. It means I've messed up. It means I've failed. It means I've done wrong. Well, in a sense, I guess it does, but in a greater sense, it means that you're willing to change. You're willing to grow. You're willing to mature. You're willing to be more like Christ. And so I think if we began to look at the results of repentance rather than the need, we begin to see it in a different light. We begin to see it as a positive thing. And so many times we go through life and we're afraid to almost to return to God, to turn back towards Him because, well, we've gotten comfortable in the disobedience. One of my mentors, a guy that I learned a lot from specifically in regard to prayer ministry, would often talk about what he referred to as our comfort level in regard to disobedience. And the fact that we all have that line that we draw in the sand that's kind of different than what God's line is. And so we see a sign along the side of the road that says speed limit 65, and our comfortable level of disobedience might be 70, it might be 75. It could be whatever we've decided is appropriate. The truth is, it's disobedience. And while we look at that and say, well, that's just what everybody does, that's just, they recognize that. They're not going to pull you over. They're not going to punish you for a certain amount of disobedience. And we don't word it that way because we don't like to say that it's disobedience. And while it may not seem like a critical issue, if we're driving 2 miles an hour over the speed limit or 5 miles or whatever we think is appropriate. But the difficulty is we have a tendency to allow that mentality to creep into our life and everything that we do. I know what God says, but I think I can get away with this. I know what God says in regard to purity, but I can look at this and it doesn't affect me. I know what God says in regard to greed, but I can take a little more and I'll use it for good. I know what God says in regard to sharing, but I need this. And we go on in the way we justify our level of disobedience as not so bad. And in the end, we may not say it out loud, but we're basically saying, at least I'm not like that person. That was the story that Jesus told of a man who enters the temple courts to pray, and God said, Jesus says, he thus prayed to himself and went on about what a great asset he was to God. And another man enters and won't even look up to the heavens and beats his chest and cries out for mercy. And Jesus says, I tell you that this one went away justified rather than the other. That recognition that we're not in charge, that recognition that we've disobeyed, that recognition that we return in obedience with the desire for God to help us. One of the phrases that constantly grates on me is the idea that it's better or easier to ask forgiveness than permission. And I think one of the reasons that it bothers me so much from Christians is it's basically saying, I know I'm not supposed to do this, but I'm going to anyhow. And they'll have to forgive me. It's a deliberate disobedience, trusting in the grace, the forgiveness, the mercy of those that you're disobeying. And when we recognize that we find ourselves in trouble and distress, we have to examine, is it because of my disobedience? Is it because of something God's trying to teach me? Is it because of just simply sin in the world and the disobedience of others? It could be any of those reasons. It could be a combination of all three. But God says, in the midst of distress, He wants us to seek Him. He wants us to return to Him in obedience. That we would find favor, we would find home, we would find a place where we belong. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself. It has given us what we need, not only to recognize the repentance that's required, but You've given us what we need in order to return home. You've called us home. You've expressed Your desire that we would recognize the distance we've created, that we would change. So God, today, help us to examine our level of disobedience, those things that we've deemed acceptable that You have said are not. May we live with a greater desire to align our life with Your will, with Your instruction, with Your word. Father, when we find ourselves in the midst of trouble, especially when we find ourselves in trouble that we've created through our disobedience, through our wandering, through our straying away from Your word, may we make that choice to return to You in obedience, to grow in that desire to obey and trust You. Father, for those times that we justify our disobedience, where we make excuses for it, may Your Spirit convict us to not do that anymore. Father, may we choose not to deliberately offend one another simply because of our selfishness, our greed, our desire to do what we shouldn't be doing to begin with. May we honor one another. May we lift up one another. May we encourage one another. And may our obedience to You be the core of how we do that. God, today, as this nation that I live in prepares to celebrate Independence Day, may we recognize that even in the midst of our independence from other people, that we exist only because and through a dependence upon You. So may we celebrate the freedoms we have by returning to You in obedience. And may that return be done in a way that lifts up Jesus, so that many could be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.